Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Tomorrow on the show, Bill O'Brien talking Boston College Eagles football at 6:45, and I believe a Red Sox front office report at 9 tomorrow as the Red Sox season winds down. The last one with the great Joe Castiglione, Curtis. And
I have put my hat in the ring to replace him. Yep, I met with Ken yesterday. Yeah. And I'm going to do a couple demos. I think it's my job. I think it's what I was born to do.
It's got
to
be a job that a lot of people want. I mean, you talk about the Red Sox storied franchise, and that play-by-play job has got to be one that I would assume a lot of people want.
I was reached out to yesterday about the job.
Really?
So I forwarded to Ken.
Oh, wow.
Somebody that I think would actually do a very bang-up job.
Oh, okay.
I had an idea as a potential candidate, in all sincerity, Gary Streisky.
Oh, he would bring so much energy.
Outside the box, did the Nesson sideline stuff. He's working at SportsCenter, does a great job with Randy Scott and ESPN. But I don't know. I think some youth would be good.
It's probably a pay cut for him, though.
ESPN is kind of right now. I don't know.
Okay. Gary didn't get the praise that he should have gotten when he was here. Like, I think he is.
He's solid. He's an A1.
Yep. And Jemai does a great job now, too. Like, he doesn't get enough credit either.
Well, and certainly Lou has done an incredible job.
Yes.
But he's not looked at as color. He's
whoever,
more color guy,
like,
right?
Lou should have a say in who it is.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
And, you know.
All those jobs are coveted.
Hey, it's
Celtics,
Lou.
Celtics, Bruins, obviously Red Sox, and Patriots. So, yeah, it'll be interesting who they decide to go with.
Yep.
Right. Greg, I got to read this to you. Might be my favorite text of all time, but it's definitely in the running for text of the day.
Running for text of the day this morning on the Subaru of New England text line.
That's correct. 508 text. We were just talking about the All-22s.
Yes.
All-22s, the name of Greg's dating app.
All right. It's a good name, though.
First of all, Lindsay is not 22.
Nope.
It's a good name.
Well, appreciate that. Happy 23.
I have an issue relating to older women. It's not the mental. It's just we're at different points in our lives.
Greg's other dating app is actually called 23andMe.
I am not ready to.
What?
Okay, Shine.
That's a good one, Shine. That is a good one. He likes him young. He likes him like Belichick.
I like him. It doesn't matter to me. Age is just a number, so it does not matter.
They don't seem to share one.
When they get over a certain age, it does matter.
I want somebody. I'm going to Post Malone tonight.
Ooh.
You think I'm going to ask a 50-year-old to go to Post Malone?
Wow.
You have no idea who Post Malone is.
Oh, that's not true.
You know who Post Malone is. You're a 50-year-old.
Right. I know, but I'm
you're closer to 60 than 50.
My mom loves Post Malone.
I'm cool. I used to be for them screets.
All right. You him.
You're hip, right. You're hip and you're cool.
Yes, he knows.
That's correct.
I think you need to get a thesaurus.
This is Cotto from Boston. Cotto.
Good morning.
What's
good morning.
Up?
How's it going, guys?
What's up?
Hey, so I called in a few days ago about how I thought that, obviously, like, over 17 or 18 games, the run game wasn't going to be sustainable with injuries coming up and whatnot. And, you know, it's just something, you know, that ends up happening. And to Wiggy and Chime's point is I do think that Drake May should be starting because I think he'd give us more for our receivers. But at the same time, you know, we talked all offseason about how the offensive line is a problem. And no, I don't think that they're great. But if they're given a quarterback 6 seconds to throw the ball, I think the quarterback should be finding a target. And I do, just to play devil's advocate for everybody saying that, what makes you think Drake May is able to do it? Well, what makes you think that Drake May isn't able to do the same as Brissett, if not better?
Well, we haven't the answer to that is we haven't seen Drake May do it. So right.
Well, we haven't seen Jacoby Brissett do it either. So what the hell's the difference?
Well, no, I know. Listen, to me, the strength of the run game that you bring up is another reason why you can put Drake May in there and not worry about it as much.
Exactly. But if you have receivers that are getting open consistently, and you know, Shine brought up the point the other day about Jalen Polk being a top receiver to get separation. It's, you know, you need somebody in there if you want to win games, because this season, you know, a lot of people are saying that it's a rebuild year, but in reality, we have a good enough team to make the playoffs. We have a good enough team to, I'm not saying we're going to win the Super Bowl, but we have a good enough team to compete, and they showed that against the Bengals. They showed that last week. And if you get a better option at quarterback who can get it to your receivers, then you have even more of a chance to win. So I don't see the negative in bringing in Drake May, giving him the experience. And in the long run, as a Patriots fan, it should be what you want, because he is our number three pick and he's going to be our quarterback for a while. So get him in now. Get him used to our young receivers. All of our receivers are young except for, you know, Hunter Henry.
It's just Curtis and Wiggy can relate to this maybe more so than Courtney and Shime, but we are in, like, we have somehow arrived at a point where we are like Carolina, where we are hoping and praying that we made a pick in the draft at quarterback that is somehow going to lead this franchise.
Yeah, but we didn't leverage our future in order to do it.
Back to glory. Like, it is, it's bizarro world. Like, when you think about the 20 years of incredible success here.
But, Greg, removing my emotion and the bitterness of the past, okay? When you have a quarterback that can win championships, the onus is on the coach and Robert Kraft specifically to maximize that window, not to find a way to shove him out the door. And that's what was so frustrating about the end here in New England, where they didn't maximize it because the odds that Drake May is anywhere near what you had is slim to none.
See, I don't even really trip about that. It's like you're 16 years old and your crush, all of a sudden, you live in Boston and your crush moves to California. It's like, yeah, your heart might be broken, but it's time to move on. I'm in the world of time to move on. I love what Brady did. I love what the organization was able to do in the time him and Bill was there. The same way I've moved on.
Do you want to waste a whole another season without knowing what Drake May is?
I don't. I think
that's what they're going to do.
I think it's stupid. The same way I think the Carolina Panthers are stupid for sitting Bryce Young. Play Bryce Young, see if he can get any better, and then after the season, you reevaluate if it's time for us to look to see if we can get a free agent quarterback or maybe have to trade him.
The Panthers are too trigger happy. Like, they just flip on the dime immediately.
That's the Arona.
They just do not let things play out. If things don't go right, then they immediately switch.
I think this team is good enough. I think they have a good enough coach. They have a good enough talent on the defensive side of the football. I think they can run the football well. I don't know what these wide receivers are because your passing game is anemic.
Now, I will say the risk is, Shime was talking to me before the show started about his hero, Mel Kiper. And what did Kiper say? That essentially the Panthers are responsible for ruining Bryce Young, right? I mean, do you have the audio?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's mishandled is the word, because when you drafted Bryce Young, you knew he was an outlier, you know? So you knew Bryce Young, not only short, but small, diminutive quarterback, needed help, right? Also, continuity. You draft a quarterback. Everybody said he's got this great infrastructure in Carolina around him, right? With the head coach, the coordinator, the quarterback coach, everything's there, the senior assistant, everything's in place. And then you see him beat C.J. Stroud on the field as a rookie, right? You take out the three games he threw multiple interceptions, he was 5 touchdowns, 6 touchdowns, 3 picks, okay? Had some decent games last year, okay? But then you go into this year, you change everything because C.J. Stroud's doing so well in Houston. We got to destroy this thing. We got to blow it up and start over because, you know, C.J. Stroud's doing so great in Houston. These coaches aren't getting it done. But to blame this on Bryce Young is ridiculous. This is the blame here goes to the organization, the owner, for a mishandling.
I'm sorry, Mel, you can't take the three games where he had multiple interceptions out. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I agree that it's dumb, but he's also not wrong.
Like, no, the great players, no matter the sport, transcend the ineptitude of the team they play for.
Yeah, I'm not saying Bryce Young is great, but like,
it's different because you're drafting a guy who's like 5 feet tall.
You drafted a guy one overall and then fired the head coach 10 games into the season. Like, you didn't even give them an opportunity. Like, you didn't even, you barely gave them a chance on a roster you knew was devoid of talent. This is because David Tepper is a horrendously bad owner. That's why bad owners create bad environments, create bad teams. And bad things happen to bad teams.
And Courtney said it, he has no patience, and it's all about hiring the right guy. Has nothing to do with his size. Because guess what? Kyler Murray's small. Looks fine to me. You look at Baker Mayfield, he's small. Fine. Drew Brees was small. Fine. There's plenty of quarterbacks that are undersized that are able to get it done in the National Football League. I think it's about, and we've said this all the time, if you don't have the right coach in place to give that quarterback some stability, if the quarterback just doesn't have that it factor, then it's very difficult to go from 1 year, one system, another year, another system. And that's kind of what's happened to Bryce Young.
You did not put the right offensive line in place in front of a potential Drake May start. Like, you screwed that up.
But if you look at the All-22 breakdown from Shime in your dating site, the line is giving him time.
No, a lot of it, like, if you go back and look at every single play,
Shime had a stat of what? What was he, middle of the league when it comes to time to throw the football?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so... Like Greg.
A lot of those pressure numbers can be misconstrued because Jacoby Brissett's holding onto the ball so long that he's creating his own pressure.
And outside of Drew Brees, who won a Super Bowl, how many small quarterbacks have years and years of success in the NFL?
Russell Wilson.
Yeah, Russell Wilson.
Also won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he has a bunch.
Okay, with one of the great defenses in NFL history.
Well, not, I mean.
Yeah, but he still had years of success.
Yeah, he's had years of success.
Okay, so two.
Well, now we got to go through the list of small quarterbacks. All right, let me try to think.
I mean, I just think...
I mean, Doug Flutie had success.
Oh, come on.
He did?
He was 70.
Yeah, but he had success when he played in the NFL.
Twitch chat says Fran Tarkenton, Curtis. Yep. That
I call him time. Francis.
Ooh. Vikings superstar Fran Tarkenton.
The original scrambling quarterback, right?
Yep.
One of the original endorsers of products. On commercial television, Fran Tarkenton.
Fran Tarkenton, underrated, could succeed in today's NFL.
And I got to tell you, Russell Wilson is how old?
He's got to be 35 or something like that.
Boy, he looks good. Better than ever.
He doesn't look good now.
Michael Vick was small. He had success.
Michael Vick was not under 6 feet tall.
He was like 6 feet. And generally, when they say you're 6 feet, you're smaller than that.
That is true.
You know, so let's be honest. I'm just trying to go through the list.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between.
upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey. Yeah.
Not under 6 feet. He is 6 feet. And all we're right. Going by what everybody's so, listed as. And if everybody lies, it's all the same rubric.
So let's say Bryce is. What's the difference between 5'11 and 6 feet?
An inch.
But an inch means nothing. It's not like.
Did you watch Any Given Sunday? The inches are everywhere.
I could see if you're going, all right, Bryce Young is 5'11 and this quarterback's 6'3. I don't know,
Curtis. Do you buy into the Baker Mayfield assance?
Yes. No, I buy into Baker Mayfield.
Did you see Baker ripping Brady, by the way?
Wow.
He said stupid. They're finally happy now that he was gone, that all the players were too stressed around Tom.
Two is short, too. Two is another one. I mean, the days of the short quarterback are long gone out the window, the prototype being the Drew Bledsoe.
6'1 for Tua.
The 6'5.
Curtis, well aware of how helpful it can be to get an extra inch.
God, the amount of time you think about my members, very odd.
Speaking of things that you might like, we want to take you to lunch or to dinner at Time Out Market Boston. So they are celebrating their 5th anniversary, and you get lunch or dinner on us if you are caller number 9 on the contest line right now, which is 617-931-0937. Call now, caller 9. You get to go to Time Out Market Boston. And coming up on September 21st, go to Time Out Market Boston for Oktoberfest with the finest locally crafted beers from breweries from all around New England. Sample free brews and enjoy the party from 12 to 5 while dining on Oktoberfest-inspired dishes from the city's best kitchens. There's a Steinholding contest, photo booth, live DJ, and more. To find out all about it, just go to timeoutmarketboston.com.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox fell to the Rays 8-3 last night. They've got another one with them tonight. 6:50 first pitch with Tanner Houck getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 5:50 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. In football, Tua has been placed on IR and will miss at least the next 4 games. So that means that Miami will be without Tua for the October 6th matchup with the Patriots. And it is now time to put someone in timeout.
You're in timeout. Let's find out who's getting a timeout this week. Brought to you by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. Timeoutmarket.com.
I'm going back to my lead on Monday. I think the NFL should be in timeout because even if a doctor clears Tua, in my opinion, if you care about player safety, you've got to step in at this point.
Mm. Okay.
Anybody all right. Know? Yes, I am putting the stupid-ass fans of Colorado State in timeout for going after our boy D. White.
Oh, good one.
For, you know, just probably enjoying the game, having a good little fun, healthy back and forth of, you know, talking trash and, you know, you're getting blown out, and all of a sudden you get your butt hurt, and now you want to throw some punches.
Okay, I would like to stay in the same state, but throw Deion Sanders into timeout. The most sensitive coach in college sports is the guy that should have the most confidence. He kicks reporters out of covering the team from press conferences because of negative stories. He was, if you hear about, I don't want to talk about it, but there was a great guy that we used to work with who played football for the Patriots, whose son played for Deion Sanders, and he was a pill, a guy that was all about himself and now trying to hide behind his players. I find Deion Sanders to be somewhat insufferable.
Curtis, I will keep it in the family. I will put Shador in timeout for refusing to shake hands after that win.
Oh, yeah, he
on
did.
Saturday.
He did. He went after that quarterback.
Well, how about a little sportsmanship?
Well, that quarterback was talking mad-ish. Mad-ish.
You're telling me that he and that family is not familiar with talking trash prior to a game?
Now, listen,
you still, it's sportsmanship. You shake hands afterwards.
Well, I'm get
sorry.
What you're saying. But if you're talking trash to me and we're having a good, heavy back and forth.
And then you win the game and you don't shake hands afterwards?
No, because if there's bad blood, I'm not shaking your hand.
Okay.
You think we shook hands with Joey Porter after the AFC Championship game?
I mean, it is a tradition that is as old as sports.
It's in hockey, maybe, but not in the rest of the sports.
Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof, timeoutmarket.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you. Breaking news. There is no handshakes in football. 65 degrees and cloudy, afternoon high around 80.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.